One of the key players in the Bridgegate trial testified in his own defense. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, Bill Baroni said he was kept in the dark about the plot to close lanes to the George Washington Bridge in 2013.
Baroni says he believed former Port Authority official David Wildstein that the lane closures were part of a legitimate traffic study, and he says he's regretted it ever since. Now, Baroni is facing federal criminal charges, the most serious of which carries a penalty of up to 20 years in prison. The lane closures in September 2013 caused massive traffic backups in Fort Lee, and they were meant as political payback against the borough's Democratic mayor, who didn't endorse Republican Governor Chris Christie for re-election, according to previous testimony. Baroni denied plotting the lane closures and says he was only involved because Wildstein misled him. Wildstein, who was Baroni's second-in-command at the Port Authority, has pleaded guilty and has already testified at trial. Baroni also contradicted one major thing Wildstein said, that Baroni told Governor Christie about the closures while they were happening. He says Wildstein told the governor, and Baroni says he followed Wildstein's orders throughout the lane closures because Wildstein took cues from Trenton, which was code for Christie. But prosecutor Lee Cortez pressed Baroni. He asked why Baroni didn't respond to multiple pleas for help from Fort Lee Mayor Mark Sokolich, who Baroni said he had a strong relationship with. Prosecutors will continue questioning Baroni tomorrow. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.